Another information processing approach is that of the work of J.R. Anderson, and they investigated second language acquisition as a form of skill learning. And their suggestion was that most learning, including language learning, starts off with what is known as declarative knowledge. This declarative knowledge then, through practice and experience, becomes procedural knowledge. And in fact, with enough practice, this procedural knowledge totally overshadows declarative knowledge, to the point where declarative knowledge is forgotten. So a more advanced second language speaker who might have learned a lot of grammatical rules at one stage, declarative knowledge, when they have become very experienced and very advanced speakers, then they might not remember the declarative knowledge, because the procedural knowledge has overshadowed it. Sometimes learners and researchers talk about an aspect called restructuring, and restructuring is the word given for that which is a sudden burst, for what appears to be a sudden burst of progress by a learner who suddenly seems to pull it all together, even though they have not had any new instruction. I can personally witness this for me when I was learning Swedish. I think I can remember almost to the day the feeling that I had when suddenly I thought, whew, I understand Swedish. Another analogy taken from information processing, and for people who are interested in this theory of language learning, is transfer appropriate processing. And this refers to the ability of the learner to store and to retrieve language. And research seems to show that information is best retrieved in similar situations. So if you have been using or practicing a grammatical unit or a form or some aspect of language in a certain situation, then you might not use it appropriately in another situation, but when you get back to that similar situation, then your language usage might be much better.